I greet you in Jesus' precious name. It is Tuesday morning, the 26th of March, 2024, and this is your friend, Angus Bucket, with a thought for the day. We start off in the book of John, the third epistle of John. John, the third book, and one verse only, verse 4. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. Now, this is a letter that the Apostle John wrote to the people and to his friend Gaius. And he says, I have no greater joy. I want to say to young people listening to the thought for the day today, if you want to bring real joy to your mom and your dad, to your parents, maybe even your grandparents, walk in the ways of God. Walk in truth. Because you see, if you walk in truth, then you will succeed in anything you tackle in this life. Matthew chapter 6, verse 33 says, seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. You shall meet the right person in your life, because that person will be a follower of Jesus Christ as well. You will pursue a career that will bless others, and you will succeed in it. You will make godly decisions. You will do the right thing. Why? Because you're walking in the truth. I know that I can hear moms and dads saying, if I only knew when I was a young man what I knew now, I wouldn't have caused myself so much pain and suffering. You see, young person, when you commit a sin and you repent of it, and you say sorry to the Lord, he forgives you. But the scar of that sin often remains in your heart. When you do something you should not have done, you end up in jail. You didn't mean to do it, but you end up in jail. You make that girl pregnant. You didn't mean it, but you did it. God will forgive you, but the consequences of your action remain. I want to say to you today, you want to make mom and dad happy? I know you do. Then walk in the truth. Jesus bless you and goodbye.